And we just are so honored that each and every one of you are here. You guys know that on Mother's Day, I usually preach, and we have the children stay in church because we have a time of testimony right afterwards. But this year, as I was praying over the sermon, I didn't get one. I just got the word Deb, and we have a Deb. And I was like, Lord, every time I think about my sermon for Mother's Day, that's all I'm getting. So let me see if she happens to be getting anything. And I called her, and I'm like, hey, Mother's Day's kind of around the corner, and this is what I'm getting. And as I was talking, she started to laugh. And I was like, well, this is either good or bad. And she's like, even today, this morning, when I was in my time with the Lord, he's been giving me things for a sermon. So would you guys just welcome Deb up? Yeah, come on, Lord. Yeah, so we just bless Deb right now in the name of Jesus. Reach out your hands, reach out your faith. We just thank you that the word of the Lord is not only in her, but upon her for such a time as this. And we just thank you for overshadowing not only her, but us in this season. We thank you for the freedom that we have already experienced, and we want more. We want more freedom. We want to be joy releasers into this world, and we just bless everything that you're doing today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hello.
Okay, so before we start, our neighbors next door, they have a foundation called Hugs for Brady. It's a children's cancer foundation. Their little Brady would have been 10 come this July, and he died of childhood cancer. And she started a foundation which is doing amazing things at Robert Wood Johnson. Every Saturday, there's a florist, a national mailing florist thing, and whatever arrangements are left over, this place actually donates to Hugs for Brady, and they get cases and cases of flowers that they go out and they just share with people. So we've got two cases. She asked me to bring them this morning for all the moms. And on the flower bouquet is a sticker. If you could just go on to hugsforbrady.org, just look at it and see the good things that they're doing there. So that's the first thing. Okay, so Tiffany already started to open up for me, but I'm gonna start in my words. So I'm minding my own business. I'm outside in my greenhouse. I go in the house, and my cell phone is ringing. Now, prior to this, God had already started giving me a word for me, something that I was going through, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I'll just start jotting stuff down. Well, the more I started studying, the more I started jotting, the more I'm like, wow, this is pretty serious. Lord, what are you doing? He's like, I just want you to prepare yourself. I want you to study to show yourself approved unto me. That's what the Bible says. So I'm like, okay, Lord, I'll obey you. I'll start studying deeper for this whole thing. And then the phone rings, and this is what you hear. Hey, Deb, how you doing? I'm like, something's up. Something's up. So I'm like, oh, I'm good. How you doing? She goes, well, I have something to ask you. Now, I had already been prepared. I knew it was coming because I've been studying. I've been digging into this word, and I'm like, Lord, why? What's going on? And she's like, well, I want to ask you a question. Okay, well, ask me. You want to preach Mother's Day? I'm like, I couldn't even think with my soul mind. I couldn't even think that fast. My spirit mind, my spirit mouth, my tongue was like, yep. So we chit-chatted a little bit. I hung up the phone, and I'm like, wow, Lord, this is pretty cool. You've been having me study this word. I'm like, Lord, I don't teach adults. I teach kids. I've taught kids all my life. I don't know how to teach kids. You know what he said to me? I need you to teach my kids. I was like, Father, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You've given me this word, and you've prepared me. I've prepared myself unto you, and now I'm going to doubt you, and now I'm going to say, I can't do this. Dear Jesus, I can't do that. Can't do that. So that's where we're at. So this is a word from the Lord. Don't look at it that it's coming from Deb. God's just using me and my tongue to deliver. Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful for today. So very grateful. Grateful for this moment right now that we are under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for wisdom, your wisdom. But more, we thank you for the revelation knowledge and the understanding of what we're going to learn today. Father, I release myself totally to you, spirit, soul, and body. I give you my tongue. May everything that come off of it be what you want your children to hear and for me to hear as well. Father, we praise you. We honor you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. I am pretty calm, I have to say. I thought I was going to be a lot more nervous than this. God is good. God is really good. So here we start, okay? I've been going on. Now, this has been a two-month span that I've been working on this thing that God is, you know. And it's not like I sat every morning, but when God said, Deb, I need you to sit a minute, and I would just go where he had. Sometimes, you know, we have a wealth of knowledge, okay? In this day and age, how many of you don't even pick up this thing, right? Because we can say, hey, Google, hey, Alexa, I need to know. But we need to get back to digging in the word as well. So there were times that God was like, I want you to open your Bible, and I want you to go in the greenhouse, and I want you to write. And that's what I would start to do. So I said, okay, Lord, this is pretty funny because this whole entire message is what I've been going through almost the past year, wondering why. So much has been going on in our lives. And I'm like, Lord, it seems like we're doing everything we're supposed to be doing. Like, why? What's going on? So let's start. This is where we start. What is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? Is there a difference? Is there a difference? Okay, Proverbs 9:10. This is what it tells us. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We all have wisdom. Because if he is in and has taken over your heart, we have the wisdom of God, okay? But now I ask you, what are we doing with that? What are we doing with the wisdom of God? How much are we willing to dig in and learn, which is called the revelation knowledge, okay? You have to crave that. You have to desire that. Then from there comes understanding. The understanding is the practical. It's what you got in your psyche, in your own mind, to be able to apply that revelation that God just showed you from who he is, wisdom, to apply it. Okay, so my next question, why is that not working? Why don't we have that? And that's what we're going to go through today. Just bear with me because I've never done this for adults. So we're good. We're good. Okay, so that was Proverbs 9:10. Proverbs 4:7, first in the New King James, listen to this. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. The Passion Translation, I love the Passion Translation. Love it, love it. Listen to what the same verse says. I love it. Oh, okay, so Passion Translation. I mean, it cannot be any more specific. Wisdom is the most valuable commodity. So buy it. Revelation knowledge is what you need. So invest in it. Oh, come on. You're not kidding. Come on. That's our responsibility. Everything we need is in wisdom. But how much are you craving, are you desiring the revelation knowledge of God Himself? And He's there ready to give it to us. But we have to go there to get it. I know a couple times, I know one time I gave a word, I'm like, get to that secret place. That's what it's all about. He just wants us to run to Him, the secret place of the Most High, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, right? Proverbs 2. My son, my daughter, my kids, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, search her for hidden treasures, which is the wisdom of God, then you will understand. Then you will understand. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice. He preserves the way of His saints. He preserves us. He takes care of us. He protects us. He even honors us. Then you will understand righteousness. You'll understand justice, equity, and you'll understand every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion or knowledge, that word discretion means knowledge, revelation knowledge, it will preserve you, but the understanding will keep you. Passion. I have to give you this, just verse 10 and 11 in the Passion. When wisdom wins your heart and revelation breaks in, true pleasure enters your soul. If you choose to follow good counsel, divine design will watch over you, and understanding will protect you from making poor choices. Wisdom, the wisdom of God first. Definition of wisdom: having a wise plan or a course of action. Having a wise plan or a course of action. Who is your wise plan and who is your course of action? It's your choice. That's why He says, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Honey, I know for me and my house, we serve the Lord, and we will only serve the Lord. And we will fight with everything in us and make sure that our purpose is to glorify the King. Knowledge, definition of knowledge. Facts of information from what was learned or revealed. Skills acquired by a person or an experience or from education. Okay, so just let's break it real quick. So we have the wisdom of God, okay? It's everything. But now we have revelation knowledge. You could have knowledge, but do you have revelation knowledge? Do you have the anointing of the Holy Spirit taking you, understanding this wisdom through the revelation, the revealing knowledge. God revealing to you knowledge about Him, His wisdom. Selah, we got to take a minute. Think about that. Just put yourself in some of our situations during the day. And this is where I share with you this past year, sometimes I'm on, sometimes I'm off. Sometimes I'm strong, sometimes I'm not. Why? Why? I kept asking, God, why? Why is this happening? Why? Why did both my son-in-law and daughter lose their jobs in the same day? Both laid off. God, why? Why? Why was my husband attacked at his job that put him out of work on permanent disability for the rest of his life? Why? Why do I have a daughter who is as anointed in worship because we trained her the way God told us? Why is she being attacked in her body? This is how I go to God. God, I'm angry. And you told me to come to you. This is what my year's been like. And I want to show you the motion. It's real. He wants you to go to him as you are. There's a real fight out there. There's a real enemy trying to stop us from walking in the fullness of Christ. For what purpose? To glorify him. To be the Bible that no one may purchase or own or even know what Bible means. That's why he stops us. But why? God, why? How is this happening? I asked him that for almost a year, until 2 months prior to her phone call. Hey, I have a question for you. Wow. Let me just interject here, because I got to make a funny, because we're like, oh, God, this is intense. Okay, so this is really funny. Now it's funny. It wasn't funny a couple days ago. Okay, so I'm like doing this thing. Like, I'm preparing. God, I'm showing you. I'm studying to show myself approved unto you. Like, it's good. It's good. I feel the peace of God. It's good. Pastor Mike sends me a text. Can you send me some notes, an outline? I was like, God, how am I going to send him? He's not going to understand this. This is me. This is what you showed me. I'm telling you, you asked my husband for 2 days. I have to show you probably what it looked like on my insides. Oh, my God. How am I going to do this? I can't do this. Oh, my God. How am I going to send him anything? I can't do this. I can't teach these. I can't teach your kids. I can't do this. I teach kids. I teach my babies, my kids. I can't do this. For 2 days, ask them. That's why they're laughing. For 2 days, I strung myself out. I'm like, so then Friday. Where did you go Friday? You weren't even home for this. I don't know where he was. But Friday, I'm sitting at the computer. I'm like, okay, I need to like make some sense out of this. I start typing. I got away from that computer. I was so overwhelmed. I felt like I was back in the world without Jesus. I am not kidding. I'm like, oh my God, what is happening to me? Okay, went to bed, a neurotic mess. I couldn't even say, Father, I thank you. I lay down and I'm gonna have sweet dreams and pleasant sleep. I couldn't even do that. I'm serious. Okay, I wake up Saturday morning. I'm like, okay, Lord, before I even open my eyes, he's like, yeah? I'm like, oh my God, that's it. That's it. Before I even open my eyes, where is your focus? Jesus, I'm sorry I was a neurotic mess for 2 days. Okay, here we are, Lord. Okay. He's like, Deb, all I want you to do is relax. All I need is your tongue. I love you. Father, I love you too. Thank you for dealing with me. do you know that this is what's even funnier? All day long, I was at such peace. I'm like, you're kidding me, right? This is all I had to do was just remember before I even opened my eyes to honor you. How funny. This is even funnier. He had a gig, right? Someone called him to do a jazz, like, little wedding thing for an hour or so. Do you know, I went to the computer, pulled up those notes that were making me neurotic. Do you know I didn't change a dang thing? And I'm following them word for word? Okay, let's go back. God, why? Why? It is pretty comical, isn't it? Really, God is a funny God. But I think we make him laugh even harder because we are pretty funny. We are pretty funny. Okay, so understanding, definition of understanding. The power of comprehending, the ability to apply concepts learned, to believe something and apply. Please don't forget your flowers. Don't forget your flowers, love. Have a great day. Love you. So my next question, how do we get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? You have to choose to get it. It's as simple as that, right? Choose. Listen to the definition of choose. This flipped me out. I was like, wow. You think you're making the right choices? Choose to make a choice, select, decide. Listen to this one. Make a decision after careful thought. How can we apply if we haven't made the choice for revelation knowledge from the wisdom of God? Right? I probably could end here, but luckily for you, there's more. So, it's by choice that we desire to learn and live by the wisdom of God. It's by choice to dig deeper and learn more of the Word of God. It's by choice to crave revelation knowledge. Crave it with everything in you, because that's the discerning part for us to go to understanding, to be able to apply it. To apply it. Think of the hardest situation you're in right now. Think about it. The hardest situation you're dealing with right now. Do you know if you would just apply understanding, the application of the revelation, what God already revealed in the wisdom of his word, if you sought him and he revealed it to you, and now you have the understanding, it's our responsibility to apply it. That's why we hear all the time, I'm just going to use Maria, sister, will you pray for me? How could she agree with me if I'm not even in agreement with what God says I am? Right? She could pray her heart out, and she's going to be blessed for praying. I'm not, because I'm still on this wishy-washy seesaw. Right? I want to be in the middle where it's balanced, that I know that I know. I can stand there. They can seesaw all they want, but I'm stable. Right? Right? When you have received revelation knowledge, learn from God's wisdom, apply it to your lives with the understanding of that revelation, you are now, not only are you thinking, but you're moving with the mind of Christ. Friends, that's when God started to show me the why. The mind of Christ. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct, but we have the mind of Christ? 1 Corinthians 2:16. We have the mind of Christ. My God in heaven, think about that. We take that so lightly, we have everything, not only that Jesus was here when he walked the earth, but as Christ reigning next to the Father. We have all of that wisdom, all of that revelation knowledge, all of that understanding if we choose to live with the mind of Christ. Mind of Christ, not our soul. Anytime you hear soul in the body, it's this. It's the thinking. Right? Message Bible of the exact same scripture, 1 Corinthians 2:16. Is there anyone around who knows God's spirit? Anyone who knows what he's doing? Has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's spirit. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding. We have that. We have that. Wisdom. This is a quickie. You guys can read this on your own. 1 Kings 3:3-15. It talks about King Solomon, the wisest man on earth. The wisest man on earth. Think about that. The wisest man on earth. This dude had everything. And when I say everything, go and read that in some of the parallel Bibles, the easy Bibles. Read what this dude had. You talk about the wealth of the land, right? God came to him. This is really cool. I really do need to turn to this, okay? God came to him in a dream. This was new Rhema revelation knowledge for me. Wait a minute. God can speak to me in a dream. Do you know what the next phrase was? King Solomon answered in his dream. We even communicate when we're sleeping. That's why the Bible says pray for pleasant sleep and sweet dreams. The sweetness of the Holy Spirit speaking to us in dreams, but we can answer. Oh my gosh, I can get an answer even before I open my eyes when I wake. That set me back on course. Set me back on course. I'm like, wait a minute, that's it. Yeah, devil, you think you had me? Sorry, fella. You're a loser, and I have no time for you. Amen. Honestly, I have no time for you. Did that change any of my circumstances? No. Nope. But it changed the way that I thought and the way that God thinks of me. Right? Right? Now, King Solomon, we go back to him having everything, right? But you know what he asked in the dream? He goes, Father, you've blessed my father, King David. You've blessed him with everything. And now you've made me king, and you've blessed me with everything. Lord God, all I want is wisdom. All I want is wisdom. Know what God did? God granted him the wisdom. He became even more brilliant than he was. Can you imagine a genius better than a genius? That's who King Solomon was at that point. He was brilliant. And then you know what God did? Because he was so honored to King Solomon and told him, because you chose wisdom, or he could have said, because you chose to be with me, not only am I going to give you, but I'm really going to give you. And he blessed this dude like you can't imagine. He blessed him so much. And it sounds like something we quote all the time. But do we understand this revelation knowledge? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto you. Like we quote it like that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things are going to be added unto you. Slow down, girl. Really, right? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And his righteousness. Don't forget that part. And his righteousness. Who he is, but who is he in us? Then all these things can be added unto us. We wouldn't even have to ask for them, even though he says, come and ask, knock, knock on the door. We wouldn't even have to do that. Right? So I say to you, what are you choosing? What are you choosing? Where's your secret place? Where's your secret place? Romans 12:2 talks about not being conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, seeking the wisdom, wanting revelation knowledge, application of the understanding. Okay, my favorite, sorry, Passion Translation. Stop, this is so crazy. Every time I look at this, I'm like, God. Oh, sorry.
God.
Sorry about that. That was just a wake up. Nobody was sleeping, but maybe I was supposed to do that. I'm not sure. Sorry. Okay. Passion Translation. Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in his eyes. Wow. So you know what? It could be good. It could be good, right? What am I choosing? What am I choosing? What am I choosing? Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. God wants us to know and have the mind of Christ every day, every step, every situation. When we can have this, when we desire God's word and apply the understanding, which is the application of the rhema or the revelation knowledge from what we learned, from what he taught us, because we gave him time. You know, we get freaked out about that word time. We think time like, oh God, I don't have an hour. Oh God, I don't even have a half hour. Do you know you could be vacuuming and that could be your secret place? Amen. Honestly. Yeah. Honestly. You could be at your job. You could be in a conference call. You could be anywhere. You could be in ShopRite or wherever you shop. You understand what I'm saying? We get so wrapped up that we miss it. It's just as simple as that. God's word is so simple. It is so simple. But why doesn't this happen? Why? Now, here comes the why, okay? I'm finally at the part of the why. God, why? Why? Why is this happening? Well, we learned you're either operating with the mind of Christ, or I'll use me, the mind of Deb. You're either operating with the mind of Christ or the mind of Maria. Say it to yourself. I'm either operating with the mind of Christ or the mind of, put your name in there. That's what choose you this day whom you will serve. That's what it means. Okay, husbands have a responsibility of the leadership of the house. The mothers are the nurturers under the leadership and authority of the husband. The husband chooses, this is how my house is going to run. Well, you still have to make that choice. You still have to make that choice for you. You know, we heard this saying, you know, I'm so tired of hearing, it's all about me, it's all about me, it's all about me. But you know what? It's all about me. It's all about you. It is all about us. Choose. Choose. And you know the funny thing? He's saying for us to choose. Do you know he wants you just like you are? He wants you just like you are. Do you know what I'm so grateful for to all of you? How you've welcomed us in here. How you've welcomed us in here. Honestly. I'm going to take a little Sela break. Let me just put my hand where I am at, right here. I have to thank you. I thought this was going to come later, but it has to come now. We came from, we've been saved for like 30-some years, but for 30-some years, we've been at Faith, we were at Faith Fellowship, which is now Epic Church, because you know Pastor Dave has passed away. We started in Edison, and when I tell you the fire of God moved in that place, okay, but you know what the word around the name of that church, what people used to call us? Oh, they're the Name It and Claim It Church. Right, Danielle? Yep, right? Lots of rumors. But that's what bothered me the most, the Name It and Claim It Church. I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, that was a body of people under a man, an apostle of God. No matter what he did or didn't do, what his rights or wrongs were, he obeyed God and he brought us the uncompromised word of God. Week after week after week. Right? And we obeyed God. We learned the word, the wisdom of God. We learned revelation knowledge. We learned understanding how to apply it. Again, sometimes great, sometimes not, sometimes mediocre. Again, it's our choice. You know what bothered me the most out of everything of that church? And it wasn't Pastor Dave, because in every church, not us, but in a lot of big churches, you always have the hoopla, and you always have, like, you know, who's talking about who, and blah, 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 and whatever. You know what hurt me the most? You see my daughter Amy, right? If I told you half of the stuff that they used to say about my daughter, that, you know, people say things and they think that you don't find out. God informed Danny and I, you train up these two daughters in the way they should go. Because when they're old, they will not depart from the word. So here, they're judging by the outside, not even understanding the anointing of the King of Kings on that kid's life. They're judging her because of how she looks. Do you know that kid obeyed her dad and I? She did not get her first tattoo or crazy piercing until she was 18. Honestly, until she was 18. However, we knew since she was in second grade, she's going to be a Cyndi Lauper for the Christian world. Listen, sorry kids, I'm telling you truth. What would have happened if Danny and I did not obey God in the revelation knowledge, applying the understanding, the wisdom word of God, and trained her of who she was supposed to become? That was the biggest hurt in my life over at that church, and I still had to dig in. And I did, because I operated with the mind of Christ. Sometimes a little sneaky, I would be like, talk what you want, dude. You have no clue. I'm going to pray for you because I'm going to pray you get it. And we come here and you guys opened your arms. Opened your arms for our family. We're not some mighty holy family. We just love God like you do. We love God like you do. But he places gifts where he wants them. You heard Danny in his last message. I don't know why we're here. I don't know where we came from, a big church. How did God bring us to a little church? Honey, this is no little church. This is no little church. It may be little in numbers, but the power of the anointing of God in this church is unbelievable. That's the wisdom of God. That's the revelation knowledge of God. And that's the understanding that when we leave these four walls, we leave with such a fire and a passion for the world to see what? The glory of the King of Kings. That's what. That's what. Okay, ready? Ready? God, why? Why? One of my lovely friends from here, and it's so funny, sent me a little, you know, message. This is awesome. A YouTube nugget. I didn't get to it right away because I was studying and then I was becoming neurotic. Honestly. Do you know when I opened it up? In the first neurotic day, I finally opened up this YouTuber. Bill Johnson. The war in your head. The war in your head. Oof. I don't even know if I want to open this thing. I don't know if I'm ready for this, right? I'm just going to share a little nugget. If you want to study a good word to understand the mind of Christ and how we're supposed to be operating, go for it. The War in Your Head by Bill Johnson. God, why? Why is this happening? This is what Bill Johnson said, and I would stop, write it, go back. Stop, write it, go back. Reasoning is not only contradicting the word of God, but reasoning violates what God wants us to know. God is concerned with the process and the desire and the way we think. This is why he gives wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We must tear down strongholds, patterns, ideas, or ideals in conflict with what God says in his word. Listen to this. I have this in bold, so I made sure you understood this. The minute we think something about us that God doesn't think about us, we're entertaining a lie. I'm going to read it one more time. Now, again, this is Bill Johnson. The minute we think something about us that God doesn't think about us, we are entertaining a lie. We are actually at war against the very purposes of God in our life. When we dwell on things not of God, the mind sets us up for failure. Or I'll say it, the soul realm, the head realm. The way we think when we're not operating with the mind of Christ. That mind sets us up for failure. That mind is contrary to the purposes of God. It sets us up for failure. Listen to what he said that God showed him. And it makes us incapable of obeying God. Oh, God Almighty. It makes us incapable of obeying him. We cannot obey God walking with the mind of, put your name in there. I cannot walk with the mind of Christ if I'm walking and freaking out with the mind of Debbie. I can't do it. None of us can do it. Now listen to this. Listen to what he said here. What makes the lie that is in competition. What makes the lie that's in competition with God have any power? What makes the lie the competition? What makes it? What makes it that it gives it power? You know what it is? It's our vote when we say yes to the lie. When we say yes to the lie. Our vote of yes to believe the lie gives power to the lie. It has no power to compete with the awesome wonder and the beauty of God's truth, his wisdom, his revelation knowledge. That's why in Ephesians 4:27, okay, it talks about don't give any place to the devil. right? Do you realize that four verses ahead of that, it says, be renewed in your mind? That clicked the light bulb for me. Okay, so first comes be renewed in your mind, verse 23, 423. We go down to 427, and it says, don't give the devil any place. Okay? I had tore a muscle in my left shoulder. Anybody that cuts hair knows your left arm is up if you're a righty, right? Tore my shoulder muscle, popped my jaw, drooling, uncontrollable drooling, didn't even know I was drooling, massive headaches, and a few other things. So the process starts, you go through the doctors, blah, blah, blah. I was in a sling 8 months? A long time. I was in a sling for a long time. I had to wear these mouthpieces on the top and bottom because of the TMJ that was developing, and it was enough to say, really? I quit. I'm done. I'm finished. But it was because of the revelation that God showed me in service with Pastor Dave and in my own time that I was like, oh, heck no. Something hit me. I was like, heck no. Heck no. You know what? The doctors quoted, you're going to have these migraines for the rest of your life. You're going to have TMJ. Your jaw is going to click. You're going to have rheumatoid arthritis, blah, 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 blah. I can't even tell you how many things they quoted over me. Something rose up in me. In my sling, in my mouth guard, drooling away, my kids getting tissues and wiping my face, bouncing laundry baskets of laundry down the steps because I couldn't carry. It was such a hard time in my life. But there was something that rose up in me, and I'm like, you know what, Lord? I am going to do everything that you've told me. And I will not stop until every single one of these things is gone. Then this is what I started to do. Mind of Christ, mind of Christ, mind of Christ. I'm going to start speaking that word. You want to call it, name it, and claim it? You call it whatever you want, girlfriend. You call it whatever you want. But I knew that I knew what God told me about this word. We had a bumper sticker at Faith Fellowship. I don't know if you remember this. This is what it said. If God said it, that settles it. Yeah, Lord? Okay, here we go. If God said, Debbie, you are healed of the Lord. No weapon against you shall prosper. You know what? Good. I got it. Shoulder, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You are whole and healed. Still in my sling. Mind of Christ. Don't go by what you see. Go by what you know, revelation, knowledge, wisdom, understanding. I would get a headache. I am the healed of the Lord. Jesus bore all sickness, all disease on the cross so that you may be healed. Thank you. Thank you, Father. I am the healed of the Lord. And that's what I did. My arms up. I don't drool. I have no headaches. I don't click in my jaw. Oh, wow. Praise the Lord, Debbie. You got your miracle? Yeah. Guess how long it took? 4 years. 4 years. But I say it this way. 4 years. Thank you, Father. Thank you. This is what happened. Our pastor, the church was huge. I don't know if any of you know, the church was huge. There had to be like 5,000 people at a clip, and there was three services, 4,000. I don't know, it was thousands, right? He didn't even know that I was dealing with this, okay? My kids were little. What were you guys, like 7 and 10 or 6 and 9? They were little, little. Yeah. So we're getting ready for service because Danny had to play. So he would usually go first because at this time we were in Edison, so it was only 10 minutes from the church. He would leave first. I would take the girls. I woke up that morning, and I'm like, Lord, something's different. Something's different. There is something. Okay, hallelujah, I praise you, thank you. I know that this stuff is gonna go. I am not moved by what I see or hear or feel. I know I'm whole. I know I am not gonna live what the doctors tell me they're telling me. I won't do it because you promised me this. We get to church, we go through worship. It was powerful, just like our worship here. Can't get any closer to God than our worship that's here. Oh my gosh, it's so powerful. Worship's over. Pastor Dave starts to talk. This is what he does. Okay, I gotta stop. And if any of you know Pastor Dave, man, he was, gotta stop. Gotta stop. I should have done this right from the beginning. Should have done this right from the beginning. There's somebody in here, listen to what he said, exact words. There's somebody in here that you've been believing God for 4 years for healing from a car accident. Danny is now in the, you know, in the drum booth. My kids are sitting on each side of me. All I felt was, boom! Both my kids elbowed me. He goes, Pastor Dave goes, I need you to stand up. Honey, let me tell you something. I stood up. The fire of God came on me. It took me from my head to my feet. I have never, never felt a fire like that. I didn't even have to go to get hands laid on me. My miracle came. Why? Because I refused to operate with my own mind. I operated with the mind of Christ, believed his word, did what he told me to do. Did what he told me to do. All he wants you to do is live his word. If God said it, that settles it. You got a question? Dig into the word. Dig in. He'll show it to you. Do you ever get those times you open up the Bible, you're like, wow, there's my answer. He'll give it to you. He may give it to you through, hey, Deb, you busy? I need to talk. Okay, and I'm on the other end going, okay, Lord, what do you need them to hear? It doesn't matter how. He'll get it to you. He'll get it to you. Okay, this is it. This is closing because there's a Mary and Martha thing. That's going to have to be for another time. But this is really important for us to watch this. Many of you know The Lion King. Okay, the circle of life. There's a segment. I was watching Lion King with Ariana, my granddaughter. When this segment came on, I began to sob because of this message. So as you watch this as if it were you and the Father. Go ahead, you could turn it on, Will. Take it from the beginning, though, okay? All the way to the beginning. Thank you. Thank you. Pastor Rescue is coming. Here we go. You and the Father. Thank you.
Like the winds are changing.
Change is good.
Yeah, but it's not easy. I know what I have to do, but going back means I'll have to face my past. I've been running from it for so long.
Ow! Jeez, what was that for? It doesn't matter. It's in the past.
Yeah, but it still hurts.
Oh, yes, the past can hurt. But the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it. Going to do?
First, I'm gonna take your stick.
No! Take your stick! Hey! Where are you going?
I'm going back!
Good! Come on! Get out of here!
Isn't that awesome? Remember who you are. You are God's apple. You are the child of the King. You have all that He is and all that He ever will be. You have it. It's your choice. Yes, Cindy, I sobbed so bad. I watched that thing 5 times, and I sobbed every single time because, church, we forget who we are. We are His queen and king and price, the greatest thing on earth. That's who we are. I'm going to close with this. I promise this is the closing. Children's Church. One time, Grandma Lynn came with us. She doesn't even realize how much that one lesson changed my life. Again, revelation knowledge through her. She came in with one scripture. One scripture. Created a song, had the kids recite it, had the kids believe it. Psalm 16:2. I say to the Lord, Lord, You are my Lord. Apart from You, I have no good thing. Church, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Serve Him with all your heart, soul, and mind. And not your mind, but the mind of Christ. Stand up. Let's pray. Is it okay? Father, we're so grateful. Thank You, Father, for the peace to be able to deliver this message. Thank You, Lord God, the word that we all heard from You. We will not forget it. We will take the revelation knowledge and the understanding and apply it. And Father, most of all, we will seek you with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind, making the choice to serve you out of these four walls, in the world, in the nation, in our towns, so that they can see your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. So good, right? Well, you guys know it's Mother's Day, and we have a tradition at our church where we give you guys the opportunity to say something about your moms or to your spiritual person in your life. So I know I felt like there were some things that are just burning in your heart, so let's not waste any time. Come on up if you have something that you want to share. Come on up. I'll hold the microphone for you, and we'll rejoice with you.
Okay, so happy Mother's Day to y'all. This shout out goes to Maureen, my spiritual mommy and sister, we'll take it as that. I just want to thank you. You've been there for me for over 5 years, and I just wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because you're not only my sister, you're my mom. Because since my mother left 5 years ago, you were always there for me. So I just thank you so much for helping me through my good times and my bad times. And you always encouraged me and lifted me up. And all of you did. You know that. All of you did. And you too. And but God knew exactly what I needed 5 years ago. And when my mother moved, you were just there. You were just there at Esperanza's. And he knew what I needed. So I just thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Can I get the tissues? Come on up, TT.
I don't think I really need to explain why my mom is pretty the raddest person on this planet. But for me as a woman, my mom is, sometimes I don't really have the words to explain my mom, because it's like looking at myself just like an older, less alternative version. she's the somewhat conservative version of me. But my mom, the strength that I've learned from both my parents, but in specific my mom, the way that she's able to get through situations using the mind of Christ, but also just get it with a supernatural strength, and that's something that she's had all the time. Even growing up, I've always seen it. You know, I remember going through things as a little kid, and her first response was always like, okay, well, let's pray about it. Okay, let's bring it to God. That's what I knew. It was innate in me. So passing on that legacy to, you know, their children was something that was really special. And, you know, it's true. When you raise your children to know who Christ is, no matter what they go through, no matter what I've gone through or how I backslid, you always come back because you know that it's truth. And I want to thank you for always instilling that in me, and especially this past year. You have been my backbone and sometimes the only person that I'll actually listen to when I feel like I don't want to listen to anybody. But thank you so much for instilling in me things that sometimes I don't even think you know what you instilled in me, because now that I'm a woman, I see it. And when I look in the mirror, I'm like, wow, I am my mom. And it's so good to say that, because you are such a strong woman in Christ, but such a strong woman and the natural. So thank you for doing that, and thank you for keeping me calm and not a neurotic mess. But happy Mother's Day to everybody. And really, whether your mom is here or not, it doesn't matter if they're here or not, because they're with you regardless. So just know that, and know that you guys are loved.
Amen. Yay. Amen. I see sisters coming. I love it. Praise the Lord for sisters who worship together.
I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom. She's always obviously been there for everything and always supporting me and just teaching me about Christ. And she's just my role model. Happy Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to everyone and to my mother. I was just thinking as I was writing her card this week, and I was just saying like how you've been so much more than a mother to me. Like, you're a friend, you're everything, and through all these years, I've always just been able to trust you and go to you, and even the things I didn't want to share with you, I could share with you, and thank you for just having that relationship with me. And my mother-in-law, I'm going to say it in Spanish, Conchita, gracias por todo lo que haces por nosotros. Te amamos, te amo como persona y como mamá también, y feliz Día de las Madres.
Amen. So good. So good. Come on up if it's something burning in your heart. If you can't come up, I can come to you. Anybody have? Come on up, Annie. So good. This is one of our traditions, and we just love Mother's Day. We love Jesus, but we love our Mother's Day, right? Come on up.
Happy Mother's Day to all of you. I'm very thankful. I came here last Sunday, and I was so blessed. I was so thankful that I find this church, and I'm so really feel the love, and I feel God, and it's in me. When I come to the church, I feel everything, the love and the blessings. And I'm feeling everything, the love, you all guys, and the music is just amazing. It just makes me like, you know, I know God is coming very soon, and you need us to be ready, and all of us want to be there. And so I really appreciate for the welcome, and I continue to be blessed, and all of you, I'm so happy. I'm very appreciated that this church, I found the church that is close to the place I live. I just live here, but I live here for like almost 4 years, and I go into church everywhere, and I didn't feel that love, that I find the love over here.
Come on, Jesus.
I was so blessed, and the pastor, I was so blessed and so thankful, and I feel everything, the blessing, and I feel the God that touched me. So, thank you so much for welcoming me for this church, and happy Mother's Day to everyone. And my family is not here. My family is, and I'm so sensitive. My family is in the Philippines, so I'm just the only one in here, so it's really hard for me. My mom is in the Philippines too, so I have a sister in Canada, and all my friends is in Texas. So I just move in here, nobody's with me, so I need the love, I need the family, and I need the woman's minister to keep me up, so that, you know, we need that in the church. So I'm so thankful that this church, the welcome, thank you, I appreciate it, Stephanie and Pastor Michael, thank you again.
Absolutely. Yeah, so shout out for our women's ministry meeting Tuesday night at Roberta's, so come and get a mama. Oh. Yes.
I just want to say something. No. No, I just, you know, you are an amazing mother, and you've taught me how to be a better father in the way you have represented Jesus to our daughter, and the way you've nurtured her and sacrificed and loved her, and loved us and taken care of us. I just want to say thank you for what you've taught me.
Anybody else? Come on up. So good. Isn't this awesome? Yeah, there's tissues everywhere. Just use them. It's good.
I want to publicly acknowledge that woman back there. No, I'm good. I'm tough. Yeah. But what an example of a mom, not only as my better half. What you've done in the times when I was away and doing all the work that I was doing, how you kept the standard. Amazing. Because I wouldn't know what to do without you. You're the best. Love you, babe. Love you so much.
So good. So good.
Anybody else want to come share? Come on up.
Now, my mom is an amazing person and helped me become the man that I am today. And I hope she's blessed with great health, as she hasn't been feeling well for quite some time. And I pray that she gets better at some point and continues to live a good, healthy life.
Good job, Brian. Good job, Brian. Amen. Amen.
Anybody else want to? Yeah, come on up. Hey, mommy.
Okay. Can I hold it? Am I allowed to hold that? Am I allowed to hold this pastor?
I'll take it away if it's too long. Don't worry.
I was hoping that Nicole and Eric would be here. A lot of you know that I'm adopted, and Nicole and Eric are foster parents, and it is actually the hardest thing in the entire universe to be a foster parent when you are not the person that's going to adopt that child. So if you're recording, I just want to give them all of the blessings and all foster parents. I had a foster parent, I have no idea who it was. It's just to open up your heart and your home, and you know, it's so psychologically draining and emotionally draining when that child goes to another home. So I wanted to give them all the love in the world and all foster parents. Mm-hmm. It's just, I mean, it's a stepping stone, and you set a foundation and you love an infant, and then you have to give them away, and it's just heart-wrenching. Mm-hmm. So I want to send out special blessings to all foster parents, and happy Mommy's Day, all of you. I needed to come to church today to see my friends. Amen. And that's what it is. There's a lot of love here, mm-hmm. and we are all family, so welcome, yeah. And we love all of you.
Yeah. The teacher. We got a battle, so I'll let Luke go, and Trey can. Oh, you? Sorry, Luke.
But she's not light.
She's not light. Nope.
No. Well, I'm not going to talk about my mom. I want to talk about this child's mom. Is that on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I just want to say how amazing I think that Carrie is. What an amazing mom. How she has just been here for these kids constantly and all the time, and does everything for them and supports them. And she's a mom to a lot of other people, and she doesn't even realize it. So thank you, Carrie.
The video died, so we'll have to do a repeat for Carrie. You guys just text her and let her know she's loved and she got a shout out, right? Amen. All right, Luke. In Chinese or English?
What? In English.
I was just
in Chinese. No. I want to say Happy Mother's Day to my mom, but a big shout out to my grandmother, because growing up, she's been my spiritual mother for a very long time. She's like a Jesus sledgehammer, and I would stub my toe, and she would rebuke the toe until it healed. And so, growing up, she's always been kind of like my role model to like who Jesus is. So, okay. I'm going to translate. All right, here we go.
Come on over.
Okay. All right. Okay. No, she said, I was young at a point in my life, and now I'm older. I've seen a lot of people forsaken. But God is with us. Now my mission. I want to serve the Lord with all that I am. I have to study the word and see myself approved. Our lives are dependent on the word of the Lord. God is my life. God is my strength. God is my health and my peace. Any and every time I declare the word of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord just comes upon me really strongly. The word of the Lord is our weapon, is our staff that holds us up. You have this word of God that becomes your staff, your rod. Then our paths will be made straight. The Lord blesses each and every mother. We must bless and invest into our children's and our children's children. My grandson needs to work harder. She says, she basically is saying that I've been fasting for a while, and she's been fasting with me, and I'm telling her not to, but that's a whole nother. Say, Lord, you are our strength. Because the enemy is real, even though we do not see him. Last week, when I fasted for 7 days, I was fasting to pray for my son in Taiwan. This week, I fasted for my daughter and to bless her. After my third day of fasting this week, I fast, what is it, Jewish style? Is that weird to say? Oh, they start from 6. Oh, they basically start from like 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. I did it for 3 days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. After I fasted. Okay. So what happened was, I'll say the entire thing. So basically, no problem. Long story short, after 3 days of fasting, she basically saw like a swarm of, I guess, flies that just came into her house, and because it was really long story short, she fasted for 3 days. All of a sudden, a horde of flies just came like through the window, and she was taking a napkin, squishing each and every one of them in the name of the Lord. And she was like, oh my gosh, I've never seen such big flies in my life. And then, she squished all of them, and she's like, yeah, I got the victory. And so, yeah, that's... She's saying this is the equivalent of a spiritual warfare. And God was showing me that it was physical. God was showing me that this was a physical manifestation of the spiritual evil, and I squished it. We must use fasting and prayer. We must pray and fast for our children and our children's children to bless them and cover them in prayer, because their faith needs to be bolstered up, needs to be encouraged by us. We need to pray for them. We need to bless them. This is our duty as parents. Today is Mother's Day. I want to bless all the mothers. All right, let's pray. We must bless our children and our children's, so that the blessings can go throughout generation to generation. This is my blessing to you all. Happy Mother's Day. And we must honor our father and mother, so that we may live a long and prosperous life. Let us have white hair. To honor God, to bless others in the name of the Lord. That the Lord, that the treasures of heaven will be stored for us. Praise Jesus. Bless everyone. Amen. That was tough.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so we have time for one more testimony, and then we're going to close if anybody. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll just want to do this real quick here. You know, this January marked my 23rd year in this church. But when I think back today, there's two ladies here that have been here even longer than that, Anne Marie and Roberta. They have been our mothers, this church, foundational parents, well before that. So we just want to honor you so much and say thank you for all the many years of prayer, faithfulness, giving, support, pouring into our children, pouring into our women, pouring into me, and all the things that you guys have done. Without you, we wouldn't be here today.
Amen. Amen. Last testimony, you guys, and then we're going to probably get kicked out later.
Well, this isn't a testimony. It's just, I just want to say to every woman, Happy Mother's Day. Because you know what? We may have birthed children, but every woman always is speaking to a child and investing in a child that becomes a young teenager, a young adult. So Happy Mother's Day to all women who are putting into whoever comes across their path.
Amen. All right. Well, you guys stand up with us. Happy Mother's Day. It's so good, right? So just let's all just put out our hands and we'll just get the blessing from the Lord. And don't forget your flowers, ladies, on the way out. Yeah. So, yeah, Father, we just thank you for this time together. And, Lord, we just thank you for your word. And we thank you, Lord, that as it was spoken, Lord, that each one of us were saying, I want more of that revelation. I want more of that wisdom. I want more of those testimonies that when I have my time to preach, that testimony after testimony comes forth. We just bless, Lord God, the lunches that we're going to eat. And, Lord, I just pray, Father, that every single person here just knows your love wrapped around them. I pray that not one person would leave in pain, whether physical or emotional. If you have physical pain in your body, I want you to come see Maureen and Maria for prayer afterwards. They're going to pray those things off of you today in the name of Jesus. We just love you guys, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Go in peace, you guys. Love y'all.